about your dad, he pays attention.
Oh, yeah.
It blesses me. John Cordell tells a lot of stories that sticks with me.
Oh, yeah.
They told that story to Ronnie Baker up there in Indiana. Had that lost son for a long time, and they'd prayed, and they'd prayed, and they'd prayed. And I guess the devil told his wife that God don't hear those prayers. And she asked her husband one night going to church or coming from church. I couldn't remember which way it was. And said, Ronnie, does God really hear us? She called that boy's name out. I forget his name. Does God really hear us when we call his name out in prayer? Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. And he said, he told her, yeah, honey, God hears us, you know, just kind of putting her off. And she said, no, I just don't want a nonchalant answer. I want to know if God really hears us. So they pulled over beside the road, and they got to praying, asking God, God, do you hear us? Every time we call his name out. And said, the Lord spoke to him, sitting in that car beside the road, and said, every single time you call that son's name out, I've heard you every time. And that's what he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah, when you're calling to me, when you're prophesying to nothing, and you say God's going to bring a nation back together again, and you pray according to the will of God, God, will you bring it back together? He said, I hear you every time you pray, every time you call that lost child's name out. God hears that prayer. Hey, I said it's important to God. Every time you pray, it's important to the very Son of God.
Yes, it is.
Woo! He delights in answering prayers of his children. Matthew 7:9. Oh, what is there of you whom if he ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Woo! Hey, amen. That should be a blessing to every one of you children of God. The God of this universe, the very sovereign God, the creator, the sustainer of all that is, amen, hears us when we call unto him. Amen. Psalmist David said, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear and hear my speech. Hey God, he said in Psalm 71 and 2, or Psalm 40 and 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Amen. 71 and 2. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me, O God. Amen. 116 and 2. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Hey God in heaven, if I had a need that I needed God to move on, how long would you call unto him? David said, I'm going to call to him as long as I live, as long as there's breath in my body. God said, he's hearing me when I call.
If you're praying for a lost loved one, you're praying in the will of God.
That's right.
It's God's will that all should be saved.
You're right.
I don't want to get stuck with a horse. How can I know prayer and the will of God? How can I know the will of God for this thing I'm praying about? Amen. Well, the first way, we're going to get to that in just a moment. But if you're praying against this word right here, amen, you're praying up against the wall and God's not going to move. If you're praying for old Romancer Johnny, great God, and Johnny ain't saved, God ain't going to answer that prayer. Hey, amen. You want that? I've seen this over and over. Oh, I really love this one, or I love that one. Amen. They ain't in church. They ain't living right. Great God. And the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together with the unbeliever. So you can pray till you're blue in the face and you're praying against the will of God. But if you pray in the will of God. God said, I will answer you. Hey, I come to tell us, church, God hears us when we pray.
Yes.
My, the Holy Ghost here. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I got to move on here. But God gave them a covenant. Amen. That I'm going to hear you when you pray. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. Lastly, amen. And he said, I'll hear you. Amen. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things.
Yes.
Which thou knowest not of.
That's right.
Woo. Remember, Jeremiah was in prison. He is commanded to prophesy and to pray for the restoration of Israel. God does hear our prayers. God does answer our prayers. But he always, amen, answers them according to his will.
Right.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes you pray and God says no.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes he says yes. And sometimes God says wait.
Wait.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
Woo. I don't know why, but I've heard Sister Marietta tell many times down there, she prayed for old Rob 38 years. That's a long time to pray for a companion. 38 years, Brother Daniel. He drank beer and carried on. No doubt gave her a hard time sometimes. And she prayed for him, Brother Tom. 38 years. God answered, but it wasn't time the first year. It wasn't time the second year. Amen. But in time, God moves.
Yes, he did.
And he always does. Hallelujah. Woo! I can't even tell. As good as Brother John and Kurt and even some of them Flatwoods used to tell about Sister Coral. Yeah. Had all them kids. And she prayed and she said, Lord, I want my kids to be saved. Hallelujah. And the Lord gave her that promise. I can't tell it near as good as them. I forgot half of it. Amen. But from the way they tell a story, every one of them kids got saved just like the Lord promised according to his will.
Yeah.
Hey, I come to tell you, church, there's a place you can get to in God. Take me to the cliff, Moses said, in that rock, and let me see the face. Amen. Let me see God. Amen. And God said, no man can look upon my face and live. And God said, Moses, in the cleft of that rock, and as he passed by, Moses saw the hinder parts of God. Hey, I come to tell you, church, that's a place you can get in God. And you'll know his will. And you'll pray for his will. And you'll see great prayer results. Hey, I said there is a place that we can get to in God, and it only comes through prayer.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes, there is.
God hears and God answers prayer. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah is commanded to pray for the restoration of Israel. Israel had been defeated by the Babylonians. They'd been carried away into slavery.
Yep.
No one believed that that country could ever be restored. It's like one old man down in a jail cell.
Yeah.
He believed it because God said it.
Yeah.
And he believed that God was going to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah said 62:6, I have set watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Yet they make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Hey, I come to tell you, Psalm said, for the Lord hath chosen Zion, amen, Jerusalem, amen, he hath delivered it from his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation. Her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. I come to tell you, church, there is comfort when we get to this place in prayer. Amen.
My God.
The will of God is revealed in God's word.
Yes, it is.
How am I going to know the will of God? I've heard a lot of people say that. How can I find the will of God? I tell you the best and fastest and easiest way to find the will of God. Know God. How am I going to know God? Prayer.
Yeah.
And this word right here.
You're right.
Amen. And if you get to a place of relationship with God of prayer, He'll lead you to his word, and He'll show you His will. Amen. You don't need a preacher to tell you the will of God. You don't need to, amen, call the Pope up and ask him the will of God. You don't need a televangelist to tell you the will of God. I tell you what you need. You need a Bible and a prayer closet, and you'll find the will of God in your life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have a promise from the Lord. When we have a clear word from the Lord, we can pray in faith, knowing that He will do what He said He'll do. Hey, God. Amen. You know what that old, amen, they call Him the unjust judge. When that woman come to Him with her importunity, and she kept on asking Him, and she kept on asking Him, and she kept on, He had no intentions to meet her need. But because she kept on coming, He granted her need. Amen. Keep on coming to the Lord. He'll hear us when we call.
Yes.
Woo! I'm done. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what?
Word of God.
Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not in the business of boasting and bragging. Amen. But I'm preaching to you something here tonight that's very important, church.
Come on now.
It's very, if we can get a hold of what I'm preaching you tonight, we can have revival this year. If you can get a hold of what I'm preaching you tonight, there are going to be souls be saved in this place. If you can get a hold of what I'm preaching you tonight, amen, the Holy Ghost will come down and fill this tabernacle. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Any prayer according to God's Word will always be answered. Any prayer that is prayed apart from the will of God, amen, most of the time, amen, will not be answered. Amen, or be answered with a no. This is why it's important that God's people know God's word.
That's it.
Does my heart good, Brother Anthony said. I challenge everybody. Don't forget that challenge.
Yeah.
Hope you're keeping up with it. 4 chapters a day this year.
Come on.
A day.
Come on.
You read more than that. And a newspaper and in this and that, everything we read through the day. You read more than that.
Come on, come on.
You can give God 4 chapters a day.
Yeah.
And if you'll read 4 chapters a day this year, you'll read the Word of God through in about 9 months.
The Lord.
4 chapters. And if you don't read it through, you're sorry.
Come on.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Whenever you read way more than that in secular things.
Come on.
Yeah. Right. Don't be sorry on God. And we'll never know the will of God. We'll never know the plan of God unless we know the Word of God.
You're right.
Amen. You're right. Amen. And so then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
By hearing what? The Word of God. And where do we get the Word of God? We, everyone got one in our house. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. But they said, I just know 1-4 chapters. Hey, God in heaven, I want to read books. Hey, that stirred my heart. I read books yesterday. I read 2 books yesterday. Hey, I come to tell this church, fall in love with His Word. Fall in love with the Word of God. And you'll find the will of God.
It's real. God.
Anytime, I felt the Lord deal with my heart on this. Anytime you find a bunch of people saying, what's the will of God? What's the will of God? What's the will of God? I'm not saying they're unspiritual. What I am saying, they're fearful. Amen. And you can't find the Word of God in fear, because if you've got a prayer life and you look into this Word right here, you will find the will of God.
Praise God. Yes.
You'll do it.
Yes, you will.
That's
good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is why it's important that God's people know God's Word.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I'm preaching to you. If you want to, you can follow on me. 1 John 5:14. Don't take my word for it. Take His word. Amen. I'm just preaching His word. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to my will.
No.
If I ask anything that I want.
No.
Whoo, I know I'm preaching longer than usual, but I'm telling you, you're to note this one down.
Yeah.
Amen. You're to note this one down. This one out here will help you. You ain't got to get this tape and go home and listen to it again. Write these verses down. Study these verses. Look at them.
Yeah.
And you'll have a move of God this year in your family. You'll have a move of God this year in your church. You'll have a move of God, amen, in your heart.
Yes.
If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. He heareth us.
Yes. He said, told Jeremiah, call unto me.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
And I will hear you. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, and we know that, amen, we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Great God.
Yeah.
Amen. Just, amen, a quick thought. There are many people who believe that if they attach the name of Jesus to a prayer, that He's got to answer that. God don't have to answer that because you put His name on it. But He said, if you ask according to my will, amen.
Right.
Yeah. God.
Right. Praise you, Lord.
Yeah. What's the will of God? Most of the time, I believe we know if it's God's will or not. Should I take his job down there? Well, it's an hour away from any church, you know. Oh, it's making good money. Should I take his job? People say stuff like this because they've offered me a good job. It's way down there. There ain't no churches. I ain't got no family, but I'm making good money.
Come on.
Why don't you help me pray about it? See if it's the will of God. That ain't the will of God. I tell you what the will of God for you to do is be faithful and go to God's house. Have a prayer life. Get behind the church. Amen. Give it. That's the will of God. Most of the time we can answer our prayers. Amen. You don't have to go down there and say, help me pray about this. See if this is the will. Amen. If that ain't the will of God, you better turn from it. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. And get in His will. Hallelujah. I'd rather make minimum wage. I don't even know what it is. I'd rather make minimum wage. Amen. And be saved. Listen to me. Great God. I have no clue, so I'm on ground zero what these kids will ever do in life. I'd rather them make minimum wage, Brother Anthony, and barely skimp by and be saved and go to God's house and praise and worship God and shout and sing. Amen. Run laps in His house. Then I want for them to live in the middle. Amen. Of a gigantic city making mega dollars and don't know God. Hey, I come to tell us, church, where's your heart at? Where's your heart at? Amen. Hey, I come to tell, He always, amen. How did Jesus pray? He prayed according to the will of the Father.
Amen.
Help me, Brother Tommy, real quick. Matthew 26:42. Jesus said, ask in my will. Ask in the Father's will. Amen. I'm getting ready to let you go. I never preached this long. This is very important. This is very important when I preach it to you here tonight. Jesus said, if you ask in my will, I'll perform it. Amen. Hallelujah. How did Jesus pray, Brother Tommy? Tell us how Jesus prayed.
And He went again. The second time.
He'd already been praying about this thing once.
Yeah.
He didn't want to die. He didn't want to be crucified. He didn't want to hang on the cross. And He went again the second time and prayed.
Saying, oh, my Father.
Oh, God. Amen. What did Jeremiah say to pray to? Call unto me. Oh, my Father.
Yeah. If this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, Thy will be done.
Thy will be done. What Jesus say? Jesus said, I don't want to do it.
Thy will.
Another place He said, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, Thy will. What's your will, Father?
Come on.
Jesus did. Jesus was essentially praying not to die. He didn't want to die.
Oh.
But He had to die, Sister Jenny, because it was the will of the Father.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I come to tell you, church, you pray according to His will, and it'll be answered. Hallelujah. Woo! Paul's another example. Amen. Paul came before the Lord. Just a couple more minutes. Paul came before the Lord and he asked the Lord to remove the thorn that was in his side. Three times he prayed through on this. Three times he touched heaven on this. Amen. And he just knew for sure that it was the will of God for God to get that thorn out of his side. Many believe it was blindness. Some believe it was some type of sickness. Amen. Whatever it was, whether he could hardly see, whether he had some kind of sickness, amen, that kept him from full blast doing the will of God, I don't know. But he prayed through and he said, God, I believe I'd be better off if you take this thorn out of my side. Three times he prayed through. God, he thought for sure that it was the will of God to get rid of that thorn.
But what did God say?
Come on.
My grace is sufficient. Paul got to know. He said, I know, Paul, you think it's best not to have that thorn, but I think it's best. Amen. You're going to have that thorn, but my grace will be sufficient. And never one time did Paul look back. He traveled the country. They beat him. They stoned him. They threw him out of their towns. They locked him up in prison. He stood before Nero in Rome. But never one time did he ever pray for that thorn to come out of his side. He knew it was the will of God. And I come to tell his church, know God and know his will.
Amen.
When we pray, we must always do so according to his will.
Right.
Assured that he will answer our prayers and glorify his name through us.
Amen.
God still got the glory, Sister Carolyn, even though Paul had a thorn.
That's the truth.
God got the glory.
Yes, he did.
If God had took that thorn out of Paul's side, Paul might have got a lot of glory.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe Paul was blind. I don't know, or barely could see. I don't know. I'm not saying that. So don't go say that. Paul was blind. I don't know, but that's the way I lean more towards.
Yeah.
No doubt, Brother Tommy, he couldn't see well. And he always had to have John Mark, or he always had to have somebody by his side to lead him around. Thank you, Paul could see good, boy. He could have done a lot more, but he'd have got a lot more credit. But because he had a thorn in the flesh, God got the credit. Woo! Hey, I come to tell you, church, pray according to his will. Stand with me in this house. I'm done preaching to you here. When we pray, we are acknowledging God's power. And we are acknowledging that we believe he has the power to answer our prayers according to his will.
Yes.
How many believes he hears this woman pray?
Oh, thank God. Yes, he does.
Call unto me, Jeremiah. I'll answer you. Nobody believed God was going to bring Israel back together, but Jeremiah did, because first off, the spoken word of God. Second off, his prayer life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He believed God was going to do it again.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And I come to tell you, church, pray about it. Pray about it.
Pray.
Seek the Lord about it.
Come on.
Amen. I've been wanting revival.
Yes.
I mean more than just a Monday through Thursday or a Thursday through Sunday or whatever. I mean revival.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see a Azusa Street revival
go
from California, amen, to North Carolina, East Coast to West Coast. I'd like to see revival hit Minnesota and hit the southern tip of Florida. I'd like to see revival shake this continent again.
Right.
How's that going to come? It's going to come through and by people that call. Amen. Great God, somebody said that can't happen. Well, that's what everybody said about Israel. That's what everybody said Israel will never come together again. But Jeremiah was down there in a prison house praying, God, will you bring Israel together again?
Yeah.
I know she's scattered. I know everybody said Israel will never, it'll never blossom again. But I heard the word of the Lord, and it's the will of God that Israel come together again. Hey, God, hey, I come to tell you, it's the will of God, amen, for revival to break out. It's the will of God for souls to be saved. It's the will of God for you to catch on fire. It's the will of God for you to get a prayer life. It's the will of God for you to read at least 4 chapters a day. It's the will of God for you to know his word.
Praise God.
All right.
Jesus.
It'll be the first thing he's orders to say, God, I thank you, Lord. Amen. When thou pray. In the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Reha, and Jehovah Roha. Amen. Two different arms. I get a mission. Amen. But, amen. When he got to them disciples, Brother Anthony, went out, pray, our Father, amen. Abba, my God, my Father. He's the one that can answer. Hey, I come to tell you, I wonder if your father's up here tonight. I wonder if Abba is in the house. I said, I wonder if Abba is in this place tonight. Why don't you come and pray? Why don't you call out to God? Let's thank God for revival. Let's thank God for souls. Let's thank God for a moving in this last day.
Yeah.